But right now we have a couple of very special guests in our studio. We have Anika Rishner from the CAC. Good morning, Anika.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
Good. And we also have, boy, a longtime contributor to KYMM, but we haven't heard from you for a while.
I missed you.
Dina Fessler.
Good morning.
Dina, how are you?
I'm good. Glad to be back.
And it's glad to have you both in today. You've got, and for a good reason, we've got something to talk about. It's called Runway Revival, and it all is a benefit for the Community Action Center. And Anika, why don't we start off with you? Tell us, well, first of all, get us up to date with what's going on with the Community Action Center. We haven't talked to anybody. It's been a while. COVID really changed a lot with you. Come out of that now. Coming out of the back end of COVID and to a new normal, I guess. Mm-hmm. What's it been like at the CAC?
How much time do we have?
As much as you'd like.
You know, we're still doing the same amazing work in terms of our mission and our values and all those things, but we've almost quadrupled in size since pre-COVID, in the middle of COVID when lots of us are just trying to, all of us are just trying to survive, and we were growing tremendously. So we are serving close to 14,000 individuals now as an organization, where it had been closer to four or five.
So. 14,000?
Yes.
Holy cow, so you've expanded the reach of...
We have.
Okay.
I remember when I first started at CAC, in the food shelf in Northfield, a busy day would be 25, 30 families, and now it's more like 75.
Holy cow.
We started another kind of smaller food shelf in Northfield in the old Greenville Elementary, the Northfield Community Education Center. And then we've expanded our geography into the community of Faribault as well due to a tremendous amount of need and partners asking us to come and help. And so it's been wild, but really great work happening.
Now, we all think of the CAC from, a lot of different reasons. I guess a lot of people think of the CAC differently because of the perspective that they have. Some may be the food shelf, some may be some of the other programs. But as far as Faribault goes, that's relatively new. You expanded your reach down there. Do they have the same facilities, the same services as such as Northfield does?
Not exactly. We started with food, and we're really doing what we've always done and listened to the community, listened to people coming for food first and telling us kind of what else is needed. And that's what we do as an organization. Listen first and then figure out how we can respond.
All right. Let's talk about the fundraising and the need for that. There is one thing that you've had to do and every organization really has to do, and that is be creative with their funding sources, with their resources that they have. And this partnership with Dina seems to fit right into that.
I'm so excited about it. I think for so many reasons, but I think CAC already is doing so many amazing things around environmental sustainability with the thousands of pounds of food we rescue from local retailers, the thousands of pounds of clothing that we receive at the clothes closet, and then, of course, all of the work that has happened at Hillcrest, being in net zero housing development. And then I think it was several months ago, maybe a year ago, Mary Laurel True, a lot of people know Mary Laurel from the clothes closet. She used to be the manager there, and we were brainstorming ideas of things we could do that would kind of raise awareness. And we thought of a runway show and what we could do with reusable, wearable art. And then it felt like out of the blue, but obviously for such a huge purpose, Dina was showcasing her work at 50 North. And it was like, this is meant to be. We have to meet Dina.
It was fate. It was fate.
Dina, let's talk about that, how you were introduced to this.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm really excited too, because it's kind of, obviously it's validating that there's something that I have to offer that can support what they're doing. But like if anybody was over at 50 North, it was last summer, sometime in the summer. I can't remember. There was a display there, and it was all of these mannequins wearing these kind of elaborate ball gowns, and everything was made by me and made out of not just upcycle recycled stuff, but I mean literally like the gross trash that goes in your garbage after dinner every night, you know, like the non-recycle, all the plastic wrappers and all this stuff like that. And that project started because that was my COVID project. Everybody was kind of having some weird coping mechanism to try to like keep themselves sane. So I would sit in the garage because I used to be a fashion designer, and I would sit in the garage just kind of like rocking with my glue gun, just like I'm just making things to try to like stay sane. And my family is like, just leave her be, leave her be. She's fine. And so, and it started with one dress. And then, I mean, honestly, the garbage just keeps coming and coming, and you can't stop. I'm like, well, I can't throw it away now. So now I'm up to 11 ball gowns. And anyway, so, like, anybody that wants to look at them, like, have at it. So when Michelle Loken of 50 North asked if I'd display them, I'm like, of course, you know, and get them out of my garage for a while. But the cool part about it is, like, they've had no purpose other than just raising awareness, if people want to be aware, and satisfying my creativity. But it all started, like the larger picture began unfolding when I got contacted by Anika. And it's like, we have a bigger picture, and it is in support of the community and the Community Action Center, of course, and all of their programs, which are obviously, if you've just quadrupled in size, like we need to support these programs. But this looming environmental thing is kind of, this is my take on it. Like, there's the initial needs. Food is triage, and you know, we absolutely have to address that right away, and that will be the first thing we do. But like, everybody knows this environmental crisis and the plastic in the ocean and the sea turtles and on, you know, and the carbon, and we all kind of have this feeling of sort of, I don't know, it's kind of, you feel a little helpless. And so the thought that, when she contacted me and not only told me that they wanted to do an event, but like to really showcase the great things that they're doing, that really got me excited. And she alluded to it just a couple things a few minutes ago about all of these reusing things and all the clothing and all the ways that they're building this new way of living into the community and these houses that are zero. What do we call them? Zero?
Net zero.
Net zero houses. I'm like, what's a net zero house? And then I'm like, oh my gosh, like that's genius. I didn't know it. And so I'm really excited about the fundraiser that we're going to support the community, but this awareness of like all of these cool things that are doing, people are doing, and then all the things that we want to share with the community. Like, here's what you can do. You don't need a hot glue gun in your garage and a bunch of trash. You can do other things that will like help you support and feel like you're part of the solution. So that's my favorite part of this.
Right. Cool stuff. Once again, we're talking with Dina Fessler and Anika Rishner about Runway Revival, which is coming up later on this summer, benefiting the Community Action Center, which Anika is here representing right now. Has this whole thing kind of come together? Are you still putting together ideas? Do you need help? Is it going to be just your I want to say artwork, your tailoring work. I don't know but I'm going to call it artwork.
We'll call it art. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us what do you have going on there?
Okay. So, well, the event is not until August, but there's a lot of things to do in between now and then, because we want to really invite any local artist, and maybe you don't identify as an artist, you're a creative person who might want to make a piece to submit for the show to be worn on the runway. And so right now, this first phase is looking for artists, and I think we actually have 4 already, mm-hmm. which is super exciting, to make pieces made out of about 90% reusable, upcycled mm-hmm. materials. And really, the website that we've built is sort of, it's very fun because you can actually look at Dina's work as inspiration for some really great ideas. And it's on the CAC website, and there's a tab for events under Runway Revival. So yeah, we're kind of building it as we go, but the full concept is definitely thought out. What else do you want
to add? And like to the idea is, you don't have to be a fashion designer for sure. You can be an artist. You can just be a fun, whimsical, creative person and get your glue gun out and create something for the event. It's not like it's prize juried and all that stuff. You know, just don't feel intimidated. Just do it and have fun with it. It's not, I want to have a piece in there. Oh, you bet I do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to. But it's not my show.
What are the parameters? It just has to be clothing or could it be anything?
Well, it could be accessories. It just has to be able to be worn on a runway.
For about five solid minutes. And then it can fall apart right afterwards. So.
Now, will these be... like up for sale? I mean, if somebody would like to bid on one of these pieces, can they do that?
They sure could. We'll see what happens.
We have to have discussions about, like, what do we do with this stuff?
We have a really great committee of people, too. By the way, we've got eight of us from all different parts of Northfield and the community. And so we're really thinking of a lot of ideas as we go. But right now, for sure, it's wearable art.
Okay.
And we may actually take some sculptures, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a wonderful thing. You still have a few months to think about it. We'll have you back in here before the date happens to help promoting. It'll be interesting to see what you come up with there. But we want to thank you both not only for coming in today, but for all the times you've come in for either the CAC or some other type of charity or promotion. Or not. It seems like we had Don Pavic on. I don't know if you guys know Don, but. We've had him on, I don't know how many times, and every time it's with a different organization or fundraiser. It's kind of been the same with both of you, too. I've talked to you for so many things. It's wonderful to have people who are doing things.
Can we put in one more thing? Go to what's the website?
Well, it's the Community Action Center website, and click on the events tab, and you can see Runway Revival.
Right and there. There's the form right there. So anybody who's listening to this out in Radio Land right now, just go there and check it out. And submit an idea because we really want to have a lot of participation. So,
all right, we'll have you back on before then. Thank you so much for coming in today. Best of luck. Sounds like a fun project, bringing awareness to and some funding, hopefully, to a very worthy cause. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you,
Dina Fessler. Once again, with combining, collaborating with the CAC, we had Anika Rishner from the CAC on there. Look for more information on that. It's coming up later on in August.